Back here on a Friday edition of Downtown, and it's Shut Up and Eat with Joe Riccio once again here. Joe, how are you this afternoon?
I am simply delightful. Thank you for asking.
Shut Up and Eat, of course, brought to you by Nocturnum Drafthouse. The finest beers from Maine, the U.S. and abroad can be found in Bangor at Nocturnum Drafthouse, located right on Main Street in downtown Bangor. Nocturnum Drafthouse was voted Bangor's best bar 2 years in a row. Shut Up and Eat is also brought to you by the Finback Ale House in Bar Harbor. Visit them at 30 Cottage Street in Bar Harbor, where you can enjoy the ambiance with friendly and personal service. Finback Ale House offers a full menu from flatbreads to salads, burgers, and steaks, and also have a custom-designed bar features that includes unique draft beers and premium liquors. That's Finback Ale House, 30 Cottage Street in Bar Harbor. Joe, of course, here in studio, but also Ryan Waning joining us for this edition of Shut Up and Eat.
So the other thing that I have here that I thought was interesting in my notes was just one simple word, and it was jail.
Jail, yeah. For a recent magazine piece that has yet to be released, I spent an entire day from 4 a.m. till 3 in the afternoon at the Cumberland County Jail observing and being part of the food service program there, which was really interesting. I had actually spent a little bit of time there myself a while ago. So I was curious, you know, because it always kind of felt like eating in a second-grade cafeteria, which, you know, not so bad. But I found out that apparently this jail is one of the very few left in this in the tri-state area that's not bought out by a big food service company. Like, they have their own food program. So I was curious to see, you know, how they do the menus, what it's like, and kind of once I got inside, it was fascinating, just because it's basically, it's like you're running a restaurant kitchen, but there's so much more involved. As like, it's like you're taking all the responsibilities that a normal chef has, like overseeing the kitchen, yet you're also playing the role of a security officer. And for instance, they were like telling me how they just took apples and oranges off the menu because people were hoarding them and fermenting them and turning them into booze. They have all the yeast starters and everything locked up. All the blunt, sharp items. They three times a day they count silverware and plates to make sure nobody broke them off. And
now have you seen the Netflix series Orange Is the New Black? Have you seen any of those episodes yet?
I watched one of them and I didn't not like it. I just kind of
right. But have you seen any of the scenes in that one episode you watched where they're in the kitchen?
No.
Okay, because they basically have they come together as a community to make some of the food, and it's not necessarily great. But they do come, and they take pride in their work, at least, to make this with what limited ingredients that they have. Is that an accurate portrayal of how it actually is in real life?
It is, in that, I mean, well, food is the one thing that everybody can agree on.
Right. Or is it more processed, or is there some liberties that you can
take?
Well,
they bake their own bread.
Okay.
You know, I mean, they obviously have to cut corners in certain places just for costs. Mm. But they actually take care to have, like, you know, like halal meals, kosher meals, you know, they have a staff who works in the kitchen. It's a position of trust because, you know, they know where each meal is going to as far as, you know, certain kinds of offenders, different parts of the jail. So they need to be able to trust these people to know they're not going to tamper with food that's going to a certain destination. And they're given a little bit of liberties as far as changing the dishes around.
Right.
But, I mean, it's definitely people are actually cooking the food. It's not just showing up already made and being heated up.
How would you assess the food, though, in those facilities?
As I said, it's like your second-grade cafeteria.
Okay.
I remember the worst thing there being the oatmeal, which they serve a lot because it's filling and it's cheap. The oatmeal is easily the worst thing.
Right.
I also found out that you have to apparently get up. You can't just sleep through the oatmeal. You have to get up and get your tray and give it to somebody else. Otherwise, you get in trouble because they just take the tray back and nobody gets it and you get screamed at. So you have to actually wake up and stand in line to get the bad oatmeal, just drop it on a table and go back to bed.
Well, it sounds like a really intriguing thing that I don't personally would like to, I personally wouldn't want to experience, but it is eye-opening, I'd say. Yeah. Don't you say, Ryan?
I just had no idea that so much thought had to go into something like that as far as all the safety things. Like, I get the forks and knives thing, but the yeast and the fermenting and well, I guess when you're inside, you have nothing but time.
You spend enough time in a place, you get very creative. And that particular jail is different than the prisons in the state because it's where people come right off the street. You know, they go there to be processed or await trial or, you know. So they're not institutionalized at all yet. So it's a little more unpredictable.
So it's like Up with People in jail.
It's exactly like Up with People, That's pretty much what I said. I was like, you guys, the best part about being here today is this is basically like Up with People, like cross with West Side Story. I mean, it's just, that's exactly what it's like.
Well, Joe, that was really interesting. Thanks again for the insight there, and thanks for enduring jail.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's, I take one for the team, you know. Yeah. I'm a team player.
Better you than me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, most people don't have the choice to just leave after a couple of meals.
That's what I was saying. I'm saying jail is much better when you know that you're leaving at the end of the day.
Exactly. And thank you for doing it for us and giving us a little insight about...
Very welcome.
Orange is the new black in real life.
Orange is when fermented to become alcohol? Yes.